I know it's always dangerous to say you speak for everyone. I think on this occasion I can make an exception. I have not a shadow of doubt that everyone from the area, from the north, will fully support my presence here today to make a bid for the retention of the Coast Guards at Malinhead. We did say we'd come to talk about the facts, but it's hard not to be nostalgic. Coast Guards have been there since partition, and some people would tell us long before it. Through the darkest days of the Troubles, the Coast Guards kept those lines of communication open in the north. They played a major role in, I think, helping the politicians along to get to the position they are. Now, I know that the consultants have no space in their reports for things like that, but they are important. And, you know, when you have a cross-border body that's working perfectly, it would be an absolute shame to do anything to destroy it. I think when the Good Friday Agreement was put together, cross-border activity relating to the sea and the rivers and so on was recognised as fundamentally important. And that's why Waterways Ireland came into being. And that body, during the suspension of Stormont and so on, have done incredible work on the River Bann. Sometime in the future, when the Ulster Canal is reopened, the River Bann will become the second Shannon of Ireland. There's no doubt about that.